The site has been formed by a group of 20-something students who believe that the youth don't have the opportunity to be heard within the likes of mainstream media. So instead of just whinging about it, they decided to get up and do something about it, starting and collaborating with this effort, which is now a blogging site, giving young people, such as themselves, a voice. Covering a broad range of issues that affect all and sundry, and allowing the likes of anyone to contribute in the citizen journalism sense. Is this really different from a regular Blogspot site? And how much are these articles really making an impact on the target audience? Annie Wiley spoke to one of the site's founders, Dougal Robinson.
Your opinion is a website where young people share their ideas on social and political issues. We focus on four issues at a time. Basically, what we do is we present an initial leader article, which is hopefully reasonably neutral, spelling out the different sides of the debate. And then we encourage people from all different political, social persuasions to write in with their different points of view, which hopefully enables a reasonably robust debate on the site.
How is it different from individuals just blogging themselves?
I think it has several points of difference. One is that an individual blog is generally a text-based blog with nothing other than text. And what we have is also videos, images, and a bit more background research. I think it's also very different in that we have very different points of view on our site. I think a lot of the blogosphere tends to just attract like-minded individuals to the same blogs. So a lot of people who read a particular blog read it because they really agree with the person's point of view. I think one of the differences that we have is that we give more prominence to all different sorts of people. We lay out the debate and people come and write in. And that's a big difference, isn't it? That there is a conflict of ideas on the site.
Do you actively seek these different opinions, or do you just rely on your followers to lay out those different opinions you've spoken about?
To an extent, we do seek out these different opinions. We do find that being mostly youth-based, our website is very heavily skewed towards the 16 to 25 age bracket. We find that people are generally left-leaning politically towards Labour and the Greens, and certainly very socially progressive on issues such as gay marriage. But we are equally very pleased to get people to give a more reflective sample of the community at large.
Are there any issues that you guys initially specifically set out to cover, or did you just think, you know, given the site's focus, we'll just let the writers write?
At the moment, we have a topic called What Matters to You, which is basically a place where we enable people to come on and write about anything that matters to them. And that's presented a huge variety of responses, which I think have been very interesting for people to read. We do enable people to come in, and we do encourage people to suggest an issue to us.
So you said people basically can write their own opinion on an issue that you've given. What if somebody writes an opinion that is very controversial and perhaps something that your opinion as a website doesn't want to be associated with?
There's a clear discrepancy between what we've written and what other people have written, which I think is an important thing to remember. You will find some very controversial things on there, and we do seek to publish those because invariably they are what get people thinking. However, we definitely do edit it. If an opinion is defamatory or it's personalised or abusive, then we certainly moderate it. We often go back to the author and ask how it is. But in the vast majority of cases, as long as it's not defamatory, we're reasonably happy to put it up.
What do you think the position of the media is in giving youth a voice as opposed to other ways in which Australia's youth can sort of speak out about the issues that they want to?
There are different ways to look at that. Youth can have a voice through various organisations. GetUp's a very good example. They've got a lot of people involved. I think it's almost 400,000 people, and that is a reasonably youth-based group. And they certainly provide a voice for young people. However, I think that in the mainstream media, there's a lack of attention to young people. If you look at ABC News or Late Line, they're more serious. They appeal to some young people, but certainly not all young people. Though a show like Q&A on the ABC is picking up a lot of ground with young people, I think.
Do you think that the youth aren't respected enough in terms of their opinions in the media when they are given an opportunity to voice what they want?
to an extent, the media thinks, well, young people, they're not as hard and fast in their views. They're more interested in Facebook and YouTube than they are in serious issues, which to an extent you could say is true. But at the same time, young people care about different things, and the mainstream media is catering to people with money and the mainstream of Australia who are, you know, working 9 to 5 and have mortgages and all that sort of thing. And I think that 20-year-old, 25-year-old university students are in a very different situation.
Do you use video differently to the way you use articles on the website?
I think definitely we use videos differently. The articles that we have on the website are generally very well written, which to some extent scares people. I think that a lot of young people in particular hear the word political and think, oh no, I don't want to be part of that. But if they see a video of us, say, doing it, we did what we called the transport race. We took 3 different commuter options from Lidcombe in Sydney's west into Martin Place. That, for example, provided a very good entry point for a lot of people who saw the video on Facebook or on YouTube and then became involved in the website. So it's sort of a transfer point in some way. It's also a really great way to get out into the community and to speak to people. And it's a good way to see what people are thinking in the community and to really connect with people and broaden our audience.
Do you think by starting off an issue that you guys have chosen with your own information on it slants the opinions that you do receive?
We always do try and be as neutral as we can be, and we do try and spell out different points of view in the debate. I mean, obviously in presenting statistics such as that Australia has 20% of the world's poker machines and New South Wales has 10%, it can come across to some people as if we are making a value judgment, but we're not trying to. We're just trying to present the issue as it is.
Have you found it difficult to get opinions on from both the left and the right?
To an extent, we have found it difficult. However, it really depends on what the issue we're focusing on is. You'll find there is the most action on an issue if people have something to disagree with. So I think we find that if we have someone with a reasonably extreme opinion who comes on, then that will often translate into numerous written pieces from other points of view, from contradictory points of view.
What's the future for youth in the media and your opinion's role in that?
The future for youth's role in the media is to try and have their voice heard. I think the internet provides a fantastic tool by which young people can do what they want. One big example is the recent uprising in Egypt. The We Are All Khaled Said Facebook page generated over 100,000 likes and was basically used to organise, you know, the end of the Mubarak government. I think the youth are involved much more in the internet-based media. They're certainly moving away from newspapers. They're certainly using television a lot more than older generations are. In terms of your opinion's role in that, well, we hope to provide the forum for debate for young people.